Now it's 20 years since 10 countries in mostly Central and Eastern Europe joined the EU. Poland was the biggest, and very quickly after joining, more than 150,000 Polish people came here to look for work. Many settled here, but more recently thousands of others have returned home. Our Eastern Europe reporter Liam Nolan has been speaking to some of them in Warsaw.
I think my life in Ireland was really good. I do appreciate the freedom, the environment in Ireland. When you land, in 1 minute, you actually feel that you are at home.
Kasia Pastrick is a food safety technologist from Warsaw. She was one of thousands of Polish nationals who arrived in Ireland in the summer of 2004, CV in hand. She made Dublin her home for 14 years before deciding to return to Poland.
I moved back to Poland in 2018, and the biggest factor was the housing market. Unfortunately, after so many years living in Ireland, I actually thought that I will never afford buying an apartment.
She found a job in Warsaw in the food industry and bought an apartment.
Polish conditions of gaining a mortgage are not as stringent as in Ireland. It was a lot easier, a lot affordable, and you could choose where you wanted to live.
The number of Polish citizens living in Ireland fell by almost 30,000 between 2016 and 2022. That's according to Ireland's census data. Like Kasia's story, the availability of more affordable housing and wage growth is enticing people home.
Poland has been the fastest growing economy in Europe since 1989, the beginning of transition.
That is Marcin Piatkowski, a professor of economics at the Kosminski University in Warsaw and author of the book Poland's Economic Miracle. He's also a visiting professor at Harvard.
In the last 20 years alone, so since the EU accession, Poland has doubled its GDP per capita. Poles have now a higher quality of life and higher income than the Portuguese and the Greeks. And we will catch up with the level of income in Spain by the end of the decade.
High levels of foreign direct investment have contributed to Poland's steady economic growth. But there are still significant differences in income levels between Polish regions.
Warsaw has an income of per capita of almost double of the EU average. But then you take a train to Lublin, 200 kilometers to the east, and the income falls below the EU average. And going forward, as Poland continues to increase its income as a country, I think reducing the regional inequalities will be important.
The economy is not the only factor that has drawn people home.
Many people left Ireland to back to Poland because they miss their families.
Marcin Piotrowski from southeastern Poland. He also arrived in Ireland in 2004. But after more than a decade working and living in Ennis, he and his wife Marina moved home with their three Irish-born children in 2017.
Our life was very divided between two countries. For the kids, it was very complicated, and as well for a family life, it wasn't easy. So we said we have to go back before they will start the full education, because it's very difficult to take kids from one educational system to the other.
20 years after accession, support for EU membership in Poland remains high at 77%. However, that is the lowest level it's been in more than a decade, according to recent polling data. Poland's previous nationalist government had frequently clashed with the EU over its changes to the rule of law. And the country's farmers are also at loggerheads with the EU over new farming rules. But for many Poles, 20 years of free trade and free movement within the bloc have been positive.
Now we are in a completely different place, and Poland is still growing, and I think people now are having a lot more opportunities than they were back in 2004.
Kasia Pastrick, a food technologist in Warsaw in Poland, ending that report from Liam Nolan.